The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What they're looking at, apparently, is the collective bargaining agreement, which apparently that's his lawyers. They're hanging their hat on that, so to speak, and they're saying, look, under the collective bargaining agreement, you can't punish him twice for the same thing. The first, of course, was that two-game suspension that he initially was given after this video came out, and I guess people saw just how rough it looked. Even though he says, look, I told you ahead of time what was on the video. You know, he says he verbally told them, apparently after they saw it, that that's when they changed their mind and made it indefinite. That's what his attorneys say. They say it's double jeopardy. You can't punish him twice for the same thing under the collective bargaining agreement.
There be monsters here. That's a reporter commenting on this week's proceedings in the Ray Rice reality. Rice tries to appeal his indefinite suspension from the NFL. And that gets us to focus on what's going on in the world of sports and sports talk, which is how we get started with our Talk Radio Countdown Show. The NFL action, the Ray Rice case, some of the other activity with some of the characters and the shenanigans in the NFL get us started on the countdown this week. Number 10. In the countdown reality. My name is Doug Steffen. I'm here to welcome you into the Talk Radio Countdown Show, TRCS, for some that like to abbreviate. People like the alphabet soup stuff. It's the week of November 7th that we are focused on, so the first full week of November in terms of News Talk Radio and the conversation on the radio, reviewing the top 10 talk topics from the folks at Talkers Magazine, inside Talkers.com, where Talkers TV is and Talkers Radio. So this is sort of all about monitoring talk radio programs and stations and hosts around the country in order to glean the top 10 items that would be a part of this list that we do every week at this time. So, counting down from number 10 to number 1 in this hour, what's going on in sports talk radio and the NFL? Number 10.
Number 9.
Number 9 has to do with Lena. Is it pronounced Lena or Lena? I've not figured that out yet. I guess Lena Dunham. Kenny, is it Lena or Lena? E-L-E-N-A.
Lena,
okay. Lena Dunham has a new book, E-I-E-I-O. And here is host Bill Carroll talking about the bizarre memoir that she's written. It's an actress that's fairly well known.
I don't know quite what to make of Lena Dunham, this book that she has out. That it's called Not That Kind of Girl. It's a memoir. And she writes about her upbringing in Manhattan. She's a Manhattan girl. Very wealthy. I didn't realize this about her until I started to read this stuff today. Grew up in a very wealthy family in an incredible $6-7 million condo in Manhattan. Actually, that might only be 600 square feet nowadays in Manhattan. But back then, apparently, it was pretty substantial. Her mother was a photographer. Did you know this? And she had pictures of herself up all over the apartment, naked with her legs spread. Yeah, that's a charming way to raise your children, isn't it? Wonder how'd she get so messed up, this Lena Dunham? I can't figure it out. It'll take teams of psychologists to figure out what went wrong there. She admits that she's an unreliable narrator in her book, which gives her an excuse to say, yeah, but that part you don't like, that wasn't true. Although she's not denying the details of the story. But what happened was a conservative-leaning magazine, the National Review, accused her of admitting that she sexually abused her little sister. And now she is in a self-admitted rage spiral. She's out there on Twitter going, you people are disgusting, and how could you interpret it this way? And, well, I think she did sexually molest her little sister. I'm just not sure she was old enough that we can hold her responsible for it. But who writes about that later? I mean, is she absolutely shameless? Understand that what you did when you were 7 was not appropriate, possibly damaging to your little sister's psyche, but you were too young to understand. Isn't that the reality check right here? That's it. What you did was wrong. You shouldn't have done it, but you were too young to understand the consequences of your actions. So we're not going to lock you up in a prison for a very long time.
All right.
Number 8.
You figure that one out. I don't think there's much. I'm amazed that's number 9, actually. 800-302-3684. Quick comments on the items that are on our list here during the course of the hour. If you care to, email to Doug at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day for comments on any of the items that we're reporting on here in the top 10. We've gotten ourselves to number 8, which is a focus on the Justice Department, the Fast and Furious case. Bill Hemmer talks here to Congressman Daryl Issa, or Issa, some people say Issa, some people say Issa, about the documents that were turned over to Congress this week concerning this very case.
Nearly 65,000 documents related to Fast and Furious were turned over to Congress. Two of those guns in that scandal were found at the scene of a shootout that killed the border agent Brian Terry. But now these newly released documents contain emails from the Attorney General Eric Holder attacking his critics, including Daryl Issa. I think maybe he wanted you to see this, okay? I'll share this with viewers. Issa and his idiot cronies never gave a damn about this when all that was happening, was that thousands of Mexicans were being killed with guns from our country. All they want to do in reality is cripple ATF and suck up to the gun lobby. Politics at its worst, maybe the media will get it. What about that?
You know, I traveled to Mexico to meet with leaders there and to meet with the ATF agents in Mexico who were actually deceived and denied access to this activity. This was an undercover activity that specifically cut out our allies in Mexico from any kind of knowledge. So if there's culpability, I think it really belongs with the Attorney General. And these documents, if nothing else, show that while he was asserting there was some executive privilege, he withheld 8 times as many documents not related to executive privilege as he ever delivered. That's the kind of cover-up that this Attorney General was found for the first time ever in contempt for withholding.
Two specific questions. Why on Election Day were these handed over?
Least likely day to affect an election.
Did you expect it on Tuesday?
We did. They kept delaying and delaying. They even failed to hit a federal judge's order more than a month ago, and then pled that they needed until November 3rd, which he gave them. Ultimately, this has been delayed by more than 2.5 years, but justice delayed is still justice that we have to seek. And when it comes to Brian Terry and his family and so many people across the border that were affected by not just the activities but the lies and cover-up by the Attorney General's staff, we need to continue exploring it. One thing the documents are beginning to show us is Attorney General Eric Holder was directly involved in emails. He went as far as to order, when he was firing the ATF acting director, order that his office door be shut so people wouldn't know he'd cleaned it out 2 days before they announced the firing.
So
this is an Attorney General that said,
if he was that involved, what does that tell you now?
Every single time he's been before Congress, he said, I only know what I read in the newspaper. I just found out about it when you did, kind of thing. But it looks very much like he's CC'd on everything. He's back and forth, intimately involved, including emails that come from the minority staff, from Elijah Cummings' staff, that make their way directly to the Attorney General. So this is an example where the Attorney General was at the heart of this. We're going to go through 64,000 plus documents. They were given to us in perhaps the hardest way to read, individual files, each one having to be opened. But we have a staff that's going through them. We're going to get the American people the truth.
All right. So you make up your own mind on that one. Up next, number 7 in this week's controversy department. This may be number 1. Stand by.
Lumber Liquidators, America's largest specialty flooring store, is using our buying power to offer great deals on over 230 hardwood and laminate floors just in time for the holidays. Get pre-finished 3/4 inch solid maple for $159 a square foot. That's more than half off other stores. Save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attach padding at no extra cost. And get other incredible flooring deals. Plus, 18-month special financing. Get to your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is 13-year-old Olivia Kriebel.
If you saw someone risking the safety of others, what would you do? Engage them? Stop them? It may seem like a natural thing to do, but it's actually quite rare. Many people don't want to risk confrontation, but when we look at it through the lens of liberty, we understand that looking after your community and solving your own problems is a fundamental part of the American identity. I saw people texting while driving, and I knew it was dangerous. I wanted to do something about it. I designed handheld stop signs that read, "Stop texting, we see you." Every time you see someone texting and driving, a passenger in the car can hold up the sign to let the offender know that it's not okay. It's dangerous enough on the roads without people breaking the law by texting. I'm standing up for my community. Will you?
For more information on the Kriebel Foundation's Lens of Liberty program and how you can get involved, visit lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Lumber Liquidators, America's largest specialty flooring store, is using our buying power to offer great deals on over 230 hardwood and laminate floors just in time for the holidays. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for $159 a square foot. That's more than half off other stores. Save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attach padding at no extra cost. And get other incredible flooring deals. Plus, 18-month special financing. Get to your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Number seven this week focuses on the Navy SEALs who shot bin Laden, basically. The essence of a conversation here with radio host Jim Scott, who has with him military analyst Colonel Dean Smittle. They talk about the information that's come out about the former Navy SEAL. Actually, it came from his book, The Man Who Says He Shot Osama bin Laden.
Colonel, did SEAL Team 6 member violate the Espionage Act?
Well, I don't think he did, but the government says he did. The Obama administration take him to task here for violation of the Espionage Act for a book he wrote about the bin Laden raid. And the troubles began on the advice of the first lawyer, who said you didn't need to submit the book to the government for pre-publication review.
I don't think that's true.
That's not true. Well, no charges have been filed, Jim. 8 weeks ago, he was questioned for 10 hours about the book. And Mark Owen basically said, I didn't disclose anything that would put the guys in harm's way I lived and died with for many years there. Now he's under investigation and had bad legal advice from his former attorney. He should have submitted his manuscript for the book No Easy Day for pre-publication review.
But there's a catch-22 here, isn't there?
That really is, and that's a world of class information you can't talk about what you can't talk about. The last 2 years, this guy, he is never trained for this particular event. No. He's been investigated by the government, excommunicated by the SEAL community, inundated with great legal bills, all for writing the first eyewitness account, Jim, of the bin Laden raid, and for being the first SEAL to talk about it publicly.
All right. So I want to know who killed Osama bin Laden, don't you? He says he did it in his book. That's, one person. But then there's another fellow who stepped up and says, no, it wasn't him, it was me. So now there are two who claim that, there's Robert O'Neill, and then there's this other fellow who, well, I just find this interesting only in the fact that it seems to be against the code of honor that all of them have signed off on. But this guy figured, oh, no, let's make a few bucks on it. I guess that's what he figures. What do you figure? Is this something that bothers you or you're upset about? Or are you just thinking, it's America? Move on to number six, and we'll do that in a matter of moments here on The Countdown.
Breakfast. breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
The number six story to report to you on this week. Is that good English? Reporting on number six. Ebola. Here's host Ray Lytle talking to one of his callers who says people need to understand that there's really no cure for Ebola.
Let's welcome Annette to the program. Hello, Annette.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I called you a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't like a fearmonger thinking there were going to be hundreds of cases.
You were not a member of the hysteria commandos. No.
No, I said it was a very serious, awful disease. But
yes.
One thing I do want to point out, though, is I expected there to be two cases by the end of October. And the reason why is because it follows the pattern of spread in Africa, which is exponential, meaning one person would have it, then two people would have it, then four, then eight. And that's the rate of growth of exponential spread in Africa. And we're actually following that exactly.
But here's the thing with the United States as compared to the poor section of Monrovia or the bush.
Right.
We have running water and soap and Lysol spray, and we get to go home and take a shower. And we have janitors and cleaning crews. By the way, you want to call somebody a hero? How about the guys that clean up?
Right.
We have things like that in the United States, which they don't have in
right.
places like Africa. So
I agree with you, but the thing is, the two people that did catch it were wearing full PPE, and that means that this growth is exactly identical to what has gone on in
Africa. But Annette, not only did we cure them, we have now cured several people that got it in Africa, and now we've cured them.
I have to say, I have a big science background. There is no cure for this. There is not a cure for Ebola. This is a filovirus. It has one strand of RNA.
Mm-hmm.
There's no. I have people arguing with me that polio has been cured. There's no cure for polio. There can be a vaccine. There can be treatment of symptoms, but there is absolutely not a cure for Ebola.
All right, let me put it this way. The people that we have treated
right.
have gotten through it.
Well, no, they have it because...
And they no longer have it in their systems.
One out of three of those people actually died, which was Mr. Duncan. So our death rate and our exponential spread is only...
That's not true. That's not true. No,
Mr.
That's,
Duncan died, honey.
That's the completely... But that is completely untrue that only two people have been cured of it. We've had several people that have been cured. How about Mr. Arapco, the cameraman from NBC?
You need to have a doctor tell you, I guess, there is no cure for this disease. Actually, 50% of the people are surviving this anyway in Africa. We don't know that these blood transfusions are causing them to survive versus having the care that
Good. Well, then I'm glad because it's much like the flu. Not everybody that gets it dies then.
Exactly.
Let me say that most of the people, with the exception of one, in fact, all of the people who've had Ebola in the United States have survived it, with the exception of one.
This is a wonderfully positive call, huh? Number of Ebola cases surging in Sierra Leone as that country suffers from a lack of treatment centers, lack of food, lack of water, lack of basic goods. And so that sort of underscores what was just being said there in terms of the difference between those countries and us, and why the fear and the panic and stuff that has run through the country for the past month or so may be sort of silly. You make up your own mind. That's what we're here to do, give you info, and you think about it. Up next, after a pause, the number of 5, 4, 3, and 1 items on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Coast to coast, border to border, around the world on lots of great radio stations, internet sites. Help yourself to the information gleaned by the folks at Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen here reviewing the top 10 topics of the week. Do it every week at this time. Take an hour to go from number 10 to number 1. In this hour of the countdown, we've already gone through the numbers 10 through 6. I'll recap them for you. NFL and sports action, number 10. Let's see here. The Lena Dunham book is number 8. Wait a minute. Would I lose the sight of where we are here? Anyway, Fast and Furious case is number 7. Navy SEALs, number 6. Let's get to the president and his executive amnesty issue. Talk host Jimmy Barrett here with Rosemary Jenks, Director of Government Relations for Numbers USA. They discuss how the president's plan to deal with illegal immigration may change now that Republicans control the House and the Senate.
How many days before the president goes ahead and puts in his first executive order on immigration reform?
Well, it'll be interesting to see if he waits for the Louisiana runoff on December 6th. I kind of think he might wait for that.
Why? That's not going to change the Senate majority.
It won't, but Democrats will be furious with it. Democratic politicians, not Hispanic advocacy groups, will be furious with him if he essentially tosses Mary Landrieu over the boat.
All right, so let's say he does wait until after December the 6th. What do you think that first executive order is likely to involve?
Well, I think it will be an expansion of the DACA program, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. I think he is trying very hard to figure out a way to throw in a bone for the high-tech community, the Mark Zuckerberg world, by increasing visas for employment-based immigrants, which, you know, and he doesn't have the authority to do any of this, but I think he will try to do that to, you know, keep the campaign coffers full. I think it probably will be a little bit smaller than what we initially heard over the summer, which was 5 to 6 million people. But, you know, he is doing this in absolute opposition to what the American people want. There's no question about that. And he has to essentially fulfill this promise now. He's boxed himself in, and there's no way to get out of it.
I had an interesting conversation with Dave Brad, who's one of our new congressmen, yesterday, and I asked him, you know, this is likely to happen. How do you plan to deal with this? And basically what he said is that they're not going to fund whatever it is he wants to do.
And that is the right answer. And, you know, Dave Brat has been a hero on this issue, and we are so looking forward to having him join the forces in Congress to stop this. But I'll tell you, the Republican leadership in both the House and now in the Senate doesn't get that the American people want this stopped. They don't understand that that election was not about, you know, compromising and breaking gridlock. It was about stopping Obama's policies to transform America.
Number four.
So we move ourselves into one of these items has been in the top five for quite a while since we first discovered ISIS. The focus on them is the focus of this conversation between talk host Rebecca Marshall and Steve Leader. They have military analyst Mike Lyons with them on their program, and they're talking about whether the rest of the world is ready to help, to get together, in other words, to knock out ISIS.
An international rights group says these guys, ISIS, have abused most recently like 150 Kurdish boys, beating them, making them watch beheading videos. This is so disturbing, but do you think this is going to be enough to ramp up the world to step up the charge against ISIS?
I'm not sure just yet. I think it's all happening inside Iraq. Iraq, the government has control over this. I think that they've got to really step up and to decide that they're going to, you know, win back their cities. These are all on the Tigris-Euphrates valleys. ISIS controls about 90% of the Anbar province at this point, a main Sunni stronghold. And until the Iraqi government decides to help those tribes along the way, I'm afraid we're going to see more of this kind of torture.
Oh. Well, what about the United States bombing? Is that having any impact?
Well, it's having some. It's, you know, in two separate theaters, one in Syria and then one inside of Iraq. And it seems to be attriting and working in Kobani, for example, where there was, you know, a humanitarian crisis taking place there. But not really inside Iraq. They are well embedded inside these cities now, difficult to target them without killing lots of civilians. And the Iraqi government controls most of those targets at this point as well.
Mike, who trained ISIS, and why are they so much better than the soldiers we might still put up against them?
Yeah, that's right. They move, shoot, communicate better than the Iraqi security forces right now. And who's trained them is, the Iraqi Republican Guard divisions is where they get some of their competency from. But it's not only that they have this training, they just have this will to fight versus the Iraqi security forces that just don't at this point. They've abandoned their vehicles, abandoned their weapons, and they've been taken over by ISIS. So you know, you bring all those two together. You bring the will of a very strong individual that moves that up from a unit perspective, and then you go against someone that's just not willing to fight, and you get no match.
Now, when you think about the United States effort against ISIS, Mike, is there anything in the back of your mind that says too little, too late?
Oh, no question. I think we could have done more in Syria back in 2012, possibly arm some of the rebels there. But they have they've gone on to become some members of ISIS as well. This whole thing, though, I think is about containment and trying to keep it in that region. There's much more. You know, had we also kept 20,000 troops inside Iraq, you wouldn't have seen this happen as well. We can the politicians argue back and forth about that, but I mean, very clearly, there's no way they would have taken over what they've taken inside of Iraq had we had U.S. forces there at this point in time.
About 20 seconds. If this whole thing was in your lap, you are responsible. Okay, Mike, what do we do today? What would you do?
We just got to contain it, possibly put some troops to the north, but we can't let this outside of Syria and outside of Iraq. It can't threaten Saudi Arabia or Israel or Lebanon or those other countries at this point. It's got to be contained.
Number three.
Number three issue on the Talk Radio Review. The now that we've had the election this past week, we look forward to 2 years. The news media loves this stuff. Okay, so for now and the next 2 years, who's going to be the next president? Although there are a lot of people who would wish the election for that was last week as well. Here's host John Zak with political analyst Dave Leventhal. They discuss the impact this week's election will have on the next big election.
Will the elections mean anything 2 years from now?
Well, I got to say, first of all, Adam Zeglos, the editorial cartoonist for the Buffalo News, really hit it on the head when he had an editorial cartoon depicting Uncle Sam at the finish line of what looks like a marathon labeled 2014, and then immediately after is a starting line with a guy with a gun saying 2016. That's pretty much what we all feel like here in Washington, D.C. 2016 begins today.
Did Tuesday change anything in that regard, do you think?
It did in the sense that Republicans now have a clear mandate in the Congress to get something done. There is not going to be congressional gridlock of the sort that we had over the past 2 years, where the gridlock was internal. It was the House versus the Senate, the Senate versus the House. Now, if there's going to be any gridlock to be had, and there will be, it's going to be Congress versus the White House. So the dynamic in Washington, D.C. has changed markedly, and the question right now that is on the minds of every potential presidential candidate is what are the Republicans going to do with this mandate? What issues are they going to put forward? What bills are they going to try to pass? What are they going to try to force President Obama to sign, or for that matter, negotiate with President Obama to sign? Because, hey, he still has veto power. So they are going to be taking cues, the presidential candidates, that is, from the issues that percolate up in Congress as some of the key issues facing this country over the next year.
Does success on any of those key issues particularly correlate to any particular candidates?
You better believe it. If your name is Ted Cruz, if your name is Lindsey Graham or Marco Rubio or Rand Paul, then you have a stage right now where you can be at the forefront of effectively every congressional debate that's going on. And that's going to be perhaps an advantage over some of the other candidates who don't have that kind of platform. A Jeb Bush, for example, even somebody like John Bolton or Ben Carson, the former neurosurgeon John Hopkins, who is a really, really big in many conservative circles as well. So, hey, we could list off about a dozen, 15 names here of potential candidates who are looking to run on the Republican side alone. But for those who are in Congress right now, they automatically, again, have this platform that they can stand on from day one going into the election.
So, do you think that's the last you'll hear about elections in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show? Not so fast. Number is 2 and number 1 coming up. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Weekly Review.
Lumber Liquidators, America's largest specialty flooring store, is using our buying power to offer great deals on over 230 hardwood and laminate floors just in time for the holidays. Get pre-finished 3/4 inch solid maple for $159 a square foot. That's more than half off other stores. Save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attach padding at no extra cost. And get other incredible flooring deals. Plus, 18-month special financing. Get to your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is 13-year-old Olivia Kriebel.
If you saw someone risking the safety of others, what would you do? Engage them? Stop them? It may seem like a natural thing to do, but it's actually quite rare. Many people don't want to risk confrontation, but when we look at it through the lens of liberty, we understand that looking out for your community and solving your own problems is a fundamental part of the American identity. I saw people texting while driving, and I knew it was dangerous. I wanted to do something about it. I designed handheld stop signs that read, "Stop texting, we see you." Every time you see someone texting and driving, a passenger in the car can hold up the sign to let the offender know that it's not okay. It's dangerous enough on the roads without people breaking the law by texting. I'm standing up for my community. Will you?
For more information on the Kriebel Foundation's Lens of Liberty program and how you can get involved, visit lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Lumber Liquidators, America's largest specialty flooring store, is using our buying power to offer great deals on over 230 hardwood and laminate floors just in time for the holidays. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for $159 a square foot. That's more than half off other stores. Save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attach padding at no extra cost. And get other incredible flooring deals. Plus, 18-month special financing. Get to your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Number two.
Heading to the number two issue, pretty much the top three, all about politics, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The various state victories, marijuana ballot initiatives, that sort of thing, come into the fold at number two. From my Good Day show this past week, I talked to the manager of WMEL affiliate in Melbourne, Florida. His name is John Harper. We discussed the marijuana initiative, which failed in Florida this past week.
The medical marijuana was defeated by 2 percentage points.
That surprised you? Did that surprise you?
Yes. Absolutely. We thought at the very last minute that it was going to pass.
Yeah, I did too.
It was showing some strength in some areas of the state that it needed to draw strong votes from, and some of the areas were rather surprising as well where the votes came from, especially the panhandle that everybody thought would vote no against it, but the panhandle came out strongly in support of it. So yeah. Lost by 2 percentage points. Already, Doug, the proponents of the medical marijuana say that they're on their way to Tallahassee, the state capital, this morning, and they're going to ensure that the state legislature in the new session puts medical marijuana on the docket for a vote.
All right, so what do we think when we go back to last Tuesday in the midterm elections? They were supposed to be, I remember talking about this on the air on Monday and Tuesday, sort of a nail-biter from Senator Mitch McConnell's reelection race in Kentucky to veteran Senator Pat Roberts' battle in Kansas. The too close to call refrain was expected to be heard all night long. Instead, when the dust settled, Republicans rumbled into one of their biggest victories in decades. Is that the responsibility of the news media? The election results didn't look like the polls at all. So what gives there? What gives is that people are not telling the pollsters what they really are doing. It's sort of a backlash, and up yours, if you will. Did you get asked any questions after you voted? How many of you voted, actually? Is a good question for discussion purposes. If you voted, walking out of the polls, was somebody there with a clipboard to ask you some questions? And if you weren't, did you see anybody at your polling place at all? The pollsters often don't go to smaller communities. They place all of the information that they have, all the stuff that's used by Gallup and Pew. This all comes from big cities for the most part. So if you aren't asked questions, or your friends aren't asked questions, and you're not in a community that's polled, what valid results are there here? There aren't. Pollsters are also not being told the truth by people because people don't like pollsters and they don't like polling. So you would think after a while that the news media would get it, and some of the talk radio world as well. This poll says this, that, and the other thing. The polls are more often than not, especially more recently, they're just not right. So now, the billion-dollar question in Washington, whether the president and congressional Republicans can really make nice and forestall more dysfunction, the government divided, but that's the way government is supposed to work, isn't it? Isn't that the way government is supposed to work? The administration brought in 16 top-ranking lawmakers to search for territory ripe for compromise on the agenda. Unfinished business. The current Congress has to wrap up before the new Congress is seated early next year. Senator Harry Reid is going to try to push a few things through. Whether that works or not remains to be seen. But the point here is that the polls did not show what really went on. And I think that's an important part of the story, the story that occupies a lot of our time this week. Electioneering and the victories. We'll talk about that in a moment at number one.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Okay, so as you might expect, the GOP win at the polls on Tuesday is the number one item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So let's start highlighting some of the conversation. And I go back to my radio program, Monday through Friday, the Good Day Show. And in the context of the elections, I talked to Natalie Jackson, who is a real political scientist. She writes for the Huffington Post. She really does do the scientific thing here when it comes to understanding the elections. And so here's a portion of the conversation in which we talk about the results of the election, the takeaways, if you will.
Well, I'd say the number one thing we get is that people are unhappy with the way things are going. Mm-hmm. We have several incumbents that were defeated in the Senate, and we had significantly margins of win from a lot of candidates than we were expecting. Basically, we got a very large Republican turnout, and so it seems the common thread is people are just unhappy with the direction of the country. And so that manifested as an anti-Obama vote.
So the Democrats, not happy with Obama, just sat it out. Not happy with what the choice. There are plenty of Democrats who are just disgusted with what's going on. It isn't just people who may have an R behind their name. I don't have either an R or a D behind my name. But I'm, for one, totally disgusted. So now, what is it that happens in the near term? harm and down the road to satisfy these people that you as a scientist have gleaned or have garnered the opinion that they're, I mean, I don't think it takes a genius, and I don't mean this is not a slant against you, to figure out that people are ticked off. But what does the data indicate can be done? Is there any data that shows what needs to be done by those who are forward-looking or smart enough to look at this and want to make sure that the outcome is positive, not just we're going to get you guys now, we're in charge kind of thinking that does happen so much when these pendulum swings occur?
Well, I'm not entirely sure we're going to see much actual change in the form of governance. Mm-hmm. So I don't think we're likely to see that much relief in the anger that we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, the likelihood is, I mean, there's a lot we don't know yet, but the likelihood is that a lot of Democrats just stayed home.
All right, now moving around in the same circle, here are our hosts John Cass and Lauren Cohn talking to a financial analyst named Adam Shapiro about how the elections affected the markets.
I noticed that after the Republicans took the Congress, immediately the Dow and the S&P closed at record highs while the president was still in his denial news conference.
Yeah, they did close at record high. We're pulling back. You know, as we're talking right now, the Dow is up barely 7 points. S&P and NASDAQ have all pulled back into negative territory. So, but yeah, there was a nice bump yesterday.
What do you see in terms of moving forward now with corporations, you know, might see some, you know, deregulation, putting more cash into hiring and things like that? Do you expect it?
Yes, but at the local level, at the state level. Look, the fact that there were several gubernatorial races that ended up with the Republicans in charge is going to mean at least at a statewide level you might get regulatory reform. At the federal level, you're going to see an initial push to try and get regulatory reform as far as well as corporate tax reform. Whether they achieve it, I mean, Congress has had so many opportunities in the last almost 10 years to do corporate tax reform and has missed every possibility and every opportunity to do it. So whether they get it right this time is fingers crossed, but don't hold your breath.
Well, can you explain what that means to the average person who's not
sure.
A business major? When they say, because we're all told that corporations are evil, you know, houses of torture.
Okay, so this is what's going on. Corporations in the United States have a very high corporate income tax. It is also true that many corporations, the big corporations, don't pay that corporate tax rate because they're able to take advantages of all kinds of deductions and loopholes within the tax code that lowers their overall tax bill. What has been proposed, when the president first came into office, remember that he was given a plan for total tax reform in this country and rejected it. But what's been proposed is eliminating all of the crazy loopholes and deductions and lowering the corporate tax rate to a point where it would be slightly above what corporations are paying once they take advantage of all of that, but it would be more in line with what the rest of the world is charging their corporations without having all of the chaos of the tax cuts.
All right, so that's the number one circumstance here, the GOP gaining Senate majority number one. Number two, state victories, the marijuana ballot initiatives, 2016 presidential prospects number three. All of the top 10 items are listed at DougStephan.com. in our weekly poll. So we've told you through the research at Talkers Magazine what the top topics of the week have been. But what do you think is number one? Again, the poll at DougStephan.com asks you to sift through all of the top 10 and tell us what you think is number one for you, the most important issue for you. I'm Doug Stephan on the Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.